News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Our house is a very, very fine house, and I have to say that is the absolute truth. So pleased to have in the studio with me this morning the executive director of Northwest Florida's Valerie's House. You've been here 5 years now. Krista, yes. Brandt is here celebrating this amazing anniversary. Wow, how about that? I'm right? So excited you're here.
Yes, I'm excited to be here.
Wow. So Krista and I got to know each other a couple years ago. Our leadership class with the Pensacola Chamber actually had selected Valerie's House as our class project. So we got to create a pretty cool backyard, and we did the thing, and it's still there being utilized, which is so neat.
It's so impressive and so – it gets used – every day.
I love hearing that, and it's such a neat thing. But up to that point, though, the reason I bring it up is because I didn't really know about Valerie's House. You're right there, very prominent location, right behind Krispy Kreme.
Yes.
So you can't miss it right there on 9th Avenue. So tell us a little bit about Valerie's House, because this, you are the founder. This is something that came from your history, your background, and your life experience.
Yeah, so at Valerie's House, Northwest Florida, we do grief support for children who have lost a parent, a sibling, or a close family member. And we do it in a very specific model, and that's a peer-to-peer support model.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really the opportunity for kids to meet other kids who are going through similar loss experiences. And then together in their specific age groups, they're able to identify and work through all the many emotions of grief. They learn that there's nothing wrong with them, that grief is normal. And when you can connect with somebody who is your same age and going through something exactly like you're going through, it starts providing relief and opening up that ability to understand, process, and you know, and heal. And grief never goes away.
No, it doesn't.
Right.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. But I can't even imagine it at a young age, how overwhelming that would be, especially because if you lose a parent, for example, everything in school is about your parents. You hear about it all the time. Your mom and dad are going to come to this, or my parents are doing. So it's a constant, really. And that's got to be tough for kids. It must make them feel very isolated, I would think.
Yeah. Yeah. That is a great word to describe how so many feel when they're in grief, especially children, but also the caregivers of those children, and just any of us as adults when we're going through grief and change. That's a lot of what we all tend to do, is to isolate. And when we isolate and hold those feelings inside that many of us might not even understand, and especially children, that's when it starts to come out in ways that could potentially be, you know, unhealthy.
Or self-destructive.
Exactly.
Or destructive to others.
All of it.
No question about it.
Yeah.
So where did this idea come from? I know you have a personal story, and whether you want to tell it or not today, that's up to you. But
yeah, no, absolutely. So it started from my own loss when I was a child. Mm-hmm. And my mom died when I was 11 years old.
So young.
And, you know, but prior to that, I had already experienced loss because my parents divorced when I was 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mom got sick when I was 6 years old. And so there's just a lot of up and down in my childhood, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as a result of that, especially after my mother died, I felt completely alone.
Right.
Even though I could be surrounded by, you know, a loving family and friends, it was very difficult to understand all the many emotions that I was feeling. And on top of that, I'm a teen, and it's already a confusing time.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I always say the way that I handled my grief was through overachieving, and I overachieved at a lot of good things, and I overachieved a lot of bad things.
Mm-hmm.
I was consistent in the overachieving.
I understand that for sure.
You know, but that coping mechanism, you know, the negative side of things, you know, it ended up plaguing me for decades.
Oh, sure.
And my, you know, personal passion is to help the me's of today so they don't have to go through all of the struggles that I still, you know, deal with and am going through and, you know, working through. And it's just, you know, I've now been able to take the tragedy of losing my own mother and make it a gift to another grieving child today. And that, at the end of the day, is just absolutely beautiful, and I'm so grateful that I get to do this. And going back to your question, so that was my personal side of it, and then how did we actually get it started here? Well, when I was in my early 20s, there was an organization starting in Atlanta, which is where I lived, and it was built on this peer-to-peer support model. I just happened to start volunteering at the very beginning, and that's really where I saw the power of this peer-to-peer connection.
Yeah, the healing.
Exactly. And just knowing that somebody else truly does understand what you're going through. My healing took off during that time as well.
Of course.
So fast forward, 20 years or so, and I moved down here. And, my passion was reignited for working with grieving children when I lost a friend when I moved down here. And, just started thinking about how can I make a difference for the me's of today.
Right.
And 5 years later, here we are.
I know. Well, and grief takes many forms. It could be a relative. It could be a sibling. There are lots of losses that happen for kids.
Divorce
is
a big one.
Loss
of a dream.
A pet, even.
A pet.
Yeah. So you have this house. It's literally a beautiful house. Yes. So talk about the house and what it has, because when I walked in, I thought, we need to have this for adults. Because it feels like such a safe place. It has different rooms. Talk about that a little bit, how that all came together.
Well, I love how you, your experience, just the way that you described it as a place of feeling safe,
it's
warm,
safe,
and inviting.
I just want to hang out there.
That's exactly the atmosphere that we create and wanted to create with that space. And
it's a charming
house. We hear that a lot.
That
makes us, that warms our hearts when we get that feedback. So the reason that we do run our programs in a house is because it is, you're able to make it warm and inviting, and it's not clinical, and it's not an office environment.
Doesn't feel anything like that.
It is a place that you want to come, and kids love coming to Valerie's house. I know that sounds a little, backwards.
It's the environment,
because we're coming for something that is, tragic, but it is a place of joy. It's not a place of sadness. We certainly have moments of sadness and working through big feelings, but it is a place of community and hope and healing.
Well, I think one of the tough things for kids, too, is when they're going through something like that, is to be seen and heard.
Yes.
And so then to have this place that's safe, being heard and really being able to express your emotions, because a lot of times kids try to be adults, and they don't.
Yes.
They see daddy's upset because mommy's gone, so they don't want to say anything.
That's very true.
Right?
You see
so then
a lot.
This is a
as
place.
A child doesn't want to upset their caregivers,
right,
whether that is their grandparent or their the other parent or another family member, and so they tend to hold things inside,
right,
and so outwardly they might look like they're processing it well or they're holding it together, but inside they're not.
It's like you said, they're overachieving to make up for that emptiness inside.
And so with the, what's great about the house is that it's a historic home, 1904 built. And so you have a bunch of different rooms in these old home layouts, which makes it perfect for the individual age groups to meet in privacy.
Okay.
And it is an amazing house. We love it. And now, like you said, the LEAP class of 2024 took the look and feel of the inside of our space and brought that outside, and it's just an extension of that house.
It's wonderful.
A great place.
We're talking with Krista Brandt. She's executive director with Valerie's House, Northwest Florida. So if you have a question, text it on in at 850-437-1620. We'll be back to hear more about Valerie's House, how they're going to celebrate this fifth year anniversary, and ways you can get involved, or maybe you know a child that might need help. We'll get all that information to you coming up on Pep Talk. We'll be right back. We're back with Krista Brandt with Valerie's House on Pep Talk, talking about all the ways they help support children who are going through grief and loss. So tell us about, we've got a little bit of the history. You're about to have your five-year anniversary. Let's talk about that.
You know what? Actually, I literally, as you just said that, today, actually,
yes,
4/20, 5 years ago, was our very first peer-to-peer support group.
Oh, my goodness.
Here
Yay.
In Pensacola. Yes.
So we're celebrating on Pep Talk.
Yes.
I love it.
And that just registered.
Yes. It's April 20th.
That's super exciting. And so, we are, we've been here serving the community for 5 years now, and it is quite amazing. And something that's been exciting to look at is we've kind of, zoomed out and really looked at what's happened over the past 5 years, right? So we started at our groups at Big Brothers Big Sisters. Paula Shell was incredibly gracious to open up her space for us to be able to start there. And, you know, we did that for the first 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were, you know, blessed with the with a donation to be able to, purchase our permanent location that we just spoke about
mm-hmm.
over there on Gadsden Street. You know, but actually looking at the impact, right? We have given 55,000 hours of care.
Wow, Kristen.
In 5 years with a very small, small set of core staff members and an amazing amount of dedicated volunteers. And that is amazing.
The impact of that healing of those lives and how that impacts other lives.
Right.
It's just, you can't even measure that.
You can't. It is. It's, you know, what we are impacting, not just the families and the kids that we serve, but all those that they will interact with throughout mm-hmm. their lives, right?
Absolutely.
And as they grow into adulthood. And then that impacts our entire society.
No question.
Right?
No question about it.
So, you know, we've done 55,000 hours of care. We started with two group nights a month. We now have 13 group nights a month. We have another 5 groups that happen during the week off-site
mm-hmm.
with some partners, Health and Hope Clinic and Pace Center for Girls.
Mm-hmm.
We've had 375 group nights.
Wow.
Since we started.
Wow.
We have about 72 partners, which is something that are so incredibly proud of. About 30 of those are really strong core partners that mm-hmm. we work with to, you know, serve our children, and then, and collaborate and care. And mm-hmm. we are just incredibly blessed. I am so proud of the team that I work with, and that we support all of these families and work together. And they are just absolutely amazing and are the heart and soul of our program and bring our community and our volunteers into that to serve these families.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and any family is welcome.
Well, that was my next question. So if you're listening this morning and you have someone that you know, a child that could use help, what are the age ranges and what's the process? How can I sign up? How do I get involved? If I know someone that needs counseling, what do I do?
Yes. So the easiest way, since we're on air here, is just to look us up on Facebook at Valerie's House Northwest Florida mm-hmm. is our Facebook page, and you can message us directly through there for more information. And, you know, grief is universal. So there's no other qualifications besides losing a parent, a sibling, your main caregiver, which often in our area could be your grandparent who's mm-hmm. raising you, right? So going through that significant loss from death is the only qualifier for, you know, being a part of the services that we provide.
Okay.
So that is the best way to be able to get in touch with us, and then we'll reach out and...
And you do have a website, valerieshouse.org.
It's actually valerieshouse.nwfl.org.
valerieshouse.nwfl.org. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, too, is someone may be listening and think, I would really like to help. How can they help? Donations, volunteers, how does all that work?
Yes.
Yes. Because all of this takes money, for sure. Yeah,
exactly. So all of our programs are delivered at no cost to the families
and the children
who participate. Yes. Mm-hmm. And so a number of ways to get involved. Again, you can, you know, go to Valerie's House Northwest Florida on Facebook, and we can work with you to find the best way for you to participate in the mission. But volunteering, we have a lot of group organizations that come to Valerie's House
mm-hmm.
to volunteer. We serve dinner before every single group night.
Wow.
So we love when organizations bring a meal for our families, and they get to interact and really see the mission in action. So that's mm-hmm. another great way to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we always will accept monetary donations because, like all nonprofits, right?
You
have to have the financial resources as well as the human capital resources to deliver our program and make an impact.
And you can get creative if you have lawn services or cleaning services or
yes.
things that maybe aren't
that
glamorous, but those things can all help. And one of the things you mentioned earlier when we were talking, we talked about, of course, the kids that need help, those that are going through the grief. But also, do you have anything for the caregivers of the children to help them be better caregivers in a way? I mean, because sometimes I wouldn't know what to say to a child.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's one of the reasons that we serve the entire family.
Mm-hmm.
So on a group night, when kids are breaking into their age groups, the caregivers are also meeting in their own group.
Oh, that's great.
So, and that's really a dual purpose. Right? Mm-hmm. They're learning about grief through the lens of the child and how do they all better communicate as a family, but also they're their own support group.
Right.
Right? They are supporting each other just like the kids are supporting each other.
Mm-hmm.
The caregivers are supporting each other as well. You know, I hear that many say that this is their time at Valerie's house is the only time that they can let their guard down.
Yes.
And really share openly mm-hmm. with those who are also going through the same experience of raising a grieving child and potentially grieving themselves.
Absolutely. It's such a gift to our community, and I'm so excited to celebrate 5 years with you. I think it's just amazing. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back. Still a couple of minutes if you have a question. 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. And we're back with Pep Talk and Krista Brandt. She's the executive director with Valerie's House, Northwest Florida. Krista, big celebration coming up on Wednesday, your fifth anniversary, doing great work and healing so many little souls in our community and adult souls as well. So tell us about the party.
So April 29th, so it will be next Wednesday from 4:30 to 7, we are just having an open house celebration. And we have invited the community and all of our partners and families, volunteers. It's open to anyone to just drop by. You know, you'll be able to actually, you know, walk through our history.
Mm-hmm.
So we will have different stations set up throughout the house that shows our growth throughout the, you know, the past 5 years and the changes. And, you know, you'll hear directly from families and children about impact it's making.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is going to be a great fun event. Just stop by.
Oh, how fun.
Everyone's welcome. And we are excited about, you know, welcoming all of our friends and supporters, as well as people who might not know about Valerie's House yet.
Okay.
You know, to our home. So that's what's happening on Wednesday. The 29th.
Okay.
And I know we did have a question.
We did. One of our listeners texted in and said, for Krista, looking ahead, what is your vision for how Valerie's House Northwest Florida can continue to support grieving children and families in the next 5 years? So we've got five under your belt. What's happening for the next five?
So we want to be able to, you know, maintain the current level of care that we're doing. But also, you know, long term is to be able to expand our program, not only expand with partners here mm-hmm. in Pensacola in terms of, you know, additional offsite collaborations like we're doing with Pace Center for Girls and Health and Hope, but also move, you know, across the panhandle.
Right.
So we have families who will drive from Niceville and Fort Walton Beach, mm-hmm. you know, into Pensacola twice a month so that they can get these services.
Right.
Right. Or even driving from, you know, the outer parts of Milton and,
well, sure.
and other parts of Santa Rosa County. So we want to be able to provide access,
mm-hmm.
right, and expand that access. So one thing that we will be, you know, looking to do in the next, you know, really starting in the next, you know, 6 to 12 months, is some satellite groups, right?
Oh,
so not
fantastic.
Not a whole nother house, like
right,
we're having,
right.
But working with organizations that we could come in and use their space
sure.
to do a group.
An established location that
right.
could be a satellite location for
exactly.
the
and so we want to do that within, like, the Milton area.
Right.
And then also the Fort Walton area.
Okay. So how should someone get in touch with you if they could help?
To help, again, go to Facebook, Valerie's House Northwest Florida, message us, and we will get in touch.
Okay. So proud of you, Krista.
Thank you.
And so grateful for the services you're providing for adults and children, especially, who are going through difficult grief situations. Thank you so much for all that you're doing. Again, you can go to their Facebook page, Valerie's House Northwest Florida. Thank you, Krista.
Thank you so much for having me.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.